My name is Kenneth. I'm 22 years old, and this story happened a couple of months ago. I had just gotten a job working nights at an Amazon warehouse near where I live. On my shift, there weren't that many of us. It would just be me on my own doing my work somewhere in the warehouse. I think it was my second night at work when a security guard who worked there introduced himself. His name was Vincent. He was a large man, slightly overweight, in his late 30s. He was friendly at first when we started talking. Mostly small talk and interests we both have. He asked if I wanted to go get a beer and maybe see a movie the following Friday, as we both had that day off. I agreed as I didn't have any plans and I don't go out too often. That Friday in the evening, me and Vincent met up at a bar near where we work. Everything went okay. We had some drinks, talked about sports and previous jobs we worked. Then we headed out to the movie theater. That's when Vincent started acting weird. We bought our tickets and headed to the theater. I needed to use the bathroom, so I went. I was standing at the urinal doing my thing when I heard a bathroom door open. I couldn't hear any footsteps, but I didn't think twice about it. Then I turned around. I saw Vincent standing there, watching me. His head was down, but his eyes were up, and he was just smiling at me. I jumped and I laughed, saying he startled me. But Vincent just stood there looking at me. It was like he was angry almost, with a weird smile. It's weird, you would have to be there to understand. I just walked past him and said I would wait for him outside. That was the first red flag. Then as we were in the movie theater watching the movie, I swear he was staring at me. I wasn't certain, but I could see in the corner of my eye that he was turned staring directly at me. I was too freaked out to check, so I did my best to focus on the movie. The next thing that happened was Vincent started rubbing his hand on my thigh. That was it for me. I got up and I walked out. The next week at work, Vincent came up to me and asked if I wanted to go hang out. I looked at him confused and annoyed at the same time. I thought me up and leaving was obvious. I wasn't interested and don't want anything to do with him. I told him no, I'm busy, and carried on working. Fast forward a few weeks later of him asking me and hanging out and texting me, calling me, I really had enough. So the next time I saw him in work, I told him I don't want anything to do with him and to leave me alone. I turned away and carried on sorting boxes. Vincent walked away and I thought that was the end of it. Boy, was I wrong. Later that night, I decided to take a break and go to the bathroom. I sat inside one of the stalls to answer a few texts. I then heard some heavy boots stumping down the corridor, then into the bathroom. I opened the stall door to see what was going on. Before I could open the door, it was kicked into me, causing me to fall backwards, and then Vincent was on top of me, putting his hands all over my face, trying to cover my mouth, and then he started strangling me. I was losing consciousness, but I still remember the look of Vincent's face as he was choking me. His face was red and his eyes were wide as they could be. I thought I was going to die, but for some reason, Vincent let me go and left the bathroom. I sat up trying to catch my breath. I was still in defense mode because I thought for some reason Vincent was going to come back and kill me, but he never did, thankfully. I reported what happened to the manager. He looked on the CCTV camera and I called the police. You can see me walking into the bathroom, and about a minute later, Vincent rushes in. At that point, Vincent had left the warehouse and went home. Well, that's what he told the police anyway. I'm going to fast forward what happens next and say due to no proof of Vincent attacking me, the charges were dropped against him. He even got to keep his job. I felt that justice had been taken away from me, and there was no way I was going to continue at Amazon, especially with that maniac still working there. I left that job, obviously, and currently have a new job. I hope and pray for whoever comes into Vincent's path, stay away from him. I love Modern Warfare, and I usually play for hours on end. If you don't know what that is, it's a Call of Duty game. My name is Michaela, and a few months ago, I had a really bad experience due to playing Call of Duty. I usually play with my friends, Mimi, Yaya, and Maya, in hardcore team deathmatch, or Warzone. I'm not really that good, and possibly the worst of my friends. There was one Saturday where it was raining and storming all day, so we literally played for about 15 hours straight. Late that night, everyone was getting tired but me. Then this guy joined one of our games. His name was Probe Master. This man kept whispering in the mic like some weirdo or something. Then all of us received requests through PSN. I'm the only one that actually accepted it. I stayed on the game while everyone went to sleep. Every match, I'd hear this guy whispering, but he kept camping in the game, so his KD was very low. One game I did horrible. Then this guy sent me a message saying that I'll put up impressive numbers, but my overall ratio was 0.20. I know I suck, but this guy would not stop talking about how good I was. Just be polite, I would say thank you. So a few weeks go by and this guy would constantly jump in my Call of Duty games, and every Friday he would send me a message saying, I hope you have a good weekend, like some creeper, because I would never respond. Well, until one day, he jumped in the game as my friends and I were in a free-for-all game. After the first game, he played with us in some randoms. He said, good game, guys. Especially you, Michaela. All of my friends stopped talking. Then Maya asked me how this guy knows my name, and I said I don't know because my username isn't even close to my real name. Then she attempted to ask him, but he wasn't on anymore. 3 days later, and this guy still hasn't logged back on. I even sent him a message asking him how he knew my name. No response. I was a little worried. Not for him, but just wondering how he knew my real name. Maybe he guessed it. So again, one day I get home, open up my blinds, relax a little, and I started playing Modern Warfare in my living room. I threw on my hoodie to get more comfortable. Everyone was playing except for Malia. We didn't know where she was. So I'm sitting there waiting for the next game to load, and I receive a text that says, Michaela? With a question mark from a number I didn't know. I can tell it was an iPhone because I replied with, yeah, who's this? And it turned blue, and the person immediately read it with no response. I looked up at my TV because I heard a camera sound, and I noticed a flash. I need to mention that the window was about 6 or 7 feet behind me to the right, and that's where it came from. Then I received a text message from the same number. It was a photo of me, taken from outside the window. I was stuck. I looked at the reflection on my TV. I could see a man standing on the outside of my window. I turned around and the man started clawing at the screen, trying to get in the living room. I yelled for my dad and he started running downstairs. Before my father got to the room, the man ran away. My father ran outside, but the guy was gone. One of my neighbors got a good look at him and helped with a sketch. I also showed the text messages to the cops. This guy just simply disappeared. I haven't seen him on a game and haven't received text messages anymore. He's never been found. That situation keeps me on my toes. Just be careful. This dream has stayed with me for years. Although not profound or life-altering, I've never been able to shake the memory and the feeling of absolute terror and dread. To give some context, this was a number of years ago. Currently, I'm 23 years old. When this dream occurred, I was around the age of 11. As a child, I suffered from sleep paralysis for a number of years. At first, this terrified me to the point of me not wanting to sleep. It became so bad that I pushed myself to states of exhaustion before my body could no longer remain conscious, and I would just pass out, only to return to the horrifying imagery of my subconscious. The first time I ever experienced sleep paralysis, I still lived with my aunt. I awoke to the sensation of not being able to move, and this confused me but didn't scare me. It was only when I saw what stood in the corner of my room did the fear really start to set in. It was a hooded figure in all black. In his hand was some kind of weapon. It stood there staring at me. My eyes widened as I prayed for this to be some kind of dream or hallucination. I was frozen in fear. Its sharp, crooked dagger teeth began to form a smile. It slowly began to turn its head like a doll, continuing until it was at such an unnatural angle, and then it started to inch towards me. It didn't walk. It simply began to move closer. I can't really explain it. It edged closer to me, still staring at me. Looking back, I can still picture it, and it disgusts me. It continued until it was halfway across the room. Then without warning, it just stopped. This is when my blood ran cold. It slowly raises its arm from beneath its cloak to reveal its hideous, revolting arm, a mixture of rotting flesh and bone, decomposing right there in front of me. And the sight of it made me want to throw up. Then it did something I would never forget. Slow and methodically, it raised its hand and began to point. Not at random, not at something in my room, but at me. My eyes widened further, and my heart began to thump in my chest. It then places both hands upon his head and began to pull and twist his head back into place. The noise it made sent shivers down my spine and sent goosebumps and chills all over my body. It cracked and creaked and screamed back into place, and then the figure began to approach me. It was at that point full-blown panic set in, and I began to struggle. I kicked and twisted and tried to throw my body, but I couldn't move. I couldn't move at all. I was trapped, paralyzed. I tried my best, but I could not break free. So I did what anyone would do in this situation. I screamed. I screamed with all my might. I thought that if my family was alerted, maybe they could stop it, it'd go away, or at the very least, they'd surely see what happened to me. But to my absolute dismay, no sound came out of my mouth. I tried again, but the same result. By now, the figure was almost at the foot of my bed. I continued to cry out for help. In my head, I was screaming like a madman, but in reality, not a sound could be heard. I looked up and it's here. The figure is at the foot of my bed, only now it's not smiling. Now it looks even more terrifying. Its teeth are aligned jaggedly, and I know it's going to sound stupid, but it looked hungry. I continued to struggle. It got closer and closer until it was right in front of me, at the side of my bed. I was frozen. It leaned in until it was face to face with me, and it was at this point I thought my life was over. It reached its arms out toward me, and it screamed a blood-curdling scream. I tried to close my eyes and prepare myself to be ripped apart, but no, nothing. Just like that, it was gone. I looked around my room with my heart thumping so hard I thought it would escape my ribcage. I was sweating profusely and was completely afraid. I scanned the room, but it was empty. I turned on the light, still nothing. I didn't sleep the rest of the night, my light stayed on. The previous night's ordeal haunted me for the next day and I couldn't focus. I just wasn't myself. I tried to talk about it with my aunt, but she just blew me off and said it was a bad dream and maybe a demon that had taken a liking to me. I dreaded going to bed all day, and when night came, I wasn't prepared. I was terrified. I decided I wouldn't sleep in fear of whatever I saw would return. I tried my hardest, but eventually I began to drift away, and I struggled. My eyes became heavy, and tears began streaming down my face. I couldn't face it. Whatever that thing was, it had shaken me to my very core. It might sound silly to some, but I genuinely believed that when I fell back to sleep, that my life would be in serious danger. I sobbed and cried myself to sleep. The next morning, I woke up and I was fine. No figure, no traumatic experience, nothing. Later on, I would learn about sleep paralysis, as I did end up suffering from it quite a few years. And I ended up doing some research, which confirmed it all to be just sleep-related hallucinations. Eventually, I did discover tricks to overcome the experience, and it works. If you too experience sleep paralysis, try researching it like I did. Good luck.